got the top of Ayin Chesem and Aleph, second line. Neimah Mas Nisan Zloy Kribeisi. So we just got finished the whole Shaka V'Tayir. If our Mishnah, that five things are Boyim B'Tumah, but they're not Nechel B'Tumah, could stem with Rabbi Yeshua, so now we'll go to another Tana. Neimah Mas Nisan Zloy Kribeisi. Let us say that our Mishnah cannot be the Shita of Rabbi Yeisi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yezer Oimer, Hatzitz Meratz Al Achilois, Rabbi Yezer Oimer, In Hatzitz Meratz Al Achilois. The Machlokes we quoted yesterday, Rabbi Yezer says that the Tzitz is Meratz not only on the Dam, and not only on the oil in the part that goes on the Mizbeach, but even on the Achilois, on the part that's normally eaten by the Kehanim or by the Bailim, the Tzitz is Meratz on them as well. Now, like we pointed out yesterday, it doesn't mean that it's meratz on them that you're allowed to eat them. But nonetheless, the tzitz is meratz on them that it's considered that a kosher carbon. What nafkamin is it make? So the first, the simplest nafkamin is if you hold a main basar in dam, a main dam main basar. So then, over here, you can't say that it's called ein basar because there is basar here. Which basar? The basar of the basar that's tummy because it's meratza, so it's considered as if the basar's here. You can't eat it because it doesn't make it kosh, it doesn't make it mutter to eat. It's still tummy at the end of the day. It just makes it that it's accepted that there's basar here, so that the zrika could work.
We're
only tumah shabbatim. No, I'm not before tumah shabbatim. Even on a carbon yachid, you have ritzah etzitz b'diavad, right? But and even a carbon and that's number one. And number two is like we learned in the Mishnah, even if you held Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur, like the Mishnah says, that's only for the Hakrava. It doesn't let you eat it, right? Chamisha Tavar Mev. Even if you hold the Tzitzim Ratzah, it just means it's kosher. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat it. No one says besides the carbon bezach Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur is mutter to be eaten. It just means it's a kosher Hakrava.
So everyone says Rabbi Yossi that Hakraman is not kosher, even if you hold the dam that is Meratz on the dam. So what does Meratz on the dam help?
No, that's what Middle explained. So that Tzitz Meratz Al Achilas has a few ramifications. Ramification number one is that if you hold like Rabbi Shua, not everybody holds like Rabbi Shua, we had a Machlokes yesterday, but if you hold like Rabbi Shua in Basar in Dam, so the only way that the carbon could be kosher is that Tzitz Meratz Al Achilas. Means, so theoretically, if you hold, which is the Gemara is going to get into soon, if you hold Ainat Tzitz Meratz Al Achilas, but you hold like Rabbi Shua in Mayim Basar in Dam, so then you're stuck, because the Tzitz Meratz is not going to help you. You're going to have a puzzle of carbon. Unless you say, like we said yesterday, that we're Mechalah between the Chathchila and B'diavad, but theoretically, if there would be a Tana out there that held Ainat Tzitz Meratz Al Achilas even B'diavad, and he holds like Rabbi Shua Mayim Basar in Dam, so then Enacharami, the carbon would be stuck, because you can't, at the end of the day, if there's no basar, there's no zrika. If there's no zrika, you're not yet to the carbon. Okay, so that's one nafkamina, and we're going to see later on in today's Gemara two more nafkaminas, what it means, tzitz meratz al achilas. But like I was saying, the one thing that it does not mean is that that it's mutter to eat. It just means that it's kosher.
This time,
So like we saw yesterday, the meat that was eaten on the Mizbeach, that's a third category. There's Dam, there's Achilois, and there's Oilin. And like the Gemara came out yesterday, Gemara had a halamin that if you hold in Atzitz Meratz Achilos Hua, then it's not Meratz on Oilin. But then the Gemara came out the Maskana, no, that even if you hold in Atzitz Meratz Achilos, it is Meratz on Oilin. So Enechanami, by most carbonists that have parts that go on the Mizbeach, so even if the achilas are no good, it's still kosher carbon because you have the parts that go on the mizbeach. The only nafkamina would be legabe carbonos that don't have that third component. For example, menachos, like we said yesterday, there's only the part that goes on the kmitza, which is like the dam, and then the rest is all achilas. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that tzitz is meratz on achilas. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi holds ein tzitz meratz on achilas. So kostalka daitach. So the Gemara is assuming. If Rabbi Yossi is saying that the tzitz is not meratz on the achilos, now what's in the gay if it's meratz on achilos or not? Because like we just spoke out, you're definitely not going to eat it anyway. So what do you need the achilas to be kasher for? Must be Rabbi Yeshua Sirele, that he has to hold like Rabbi Yeshua, damer be in entirety. He holds that you need both basar and dam, and if there's no basar, there's no dam. So it's negeya for the tzitzis mirat sal achilas, because otherwise the dam, or in a micha, if you don't have achilas, the kmitza would be no good. Because otherwise, what's a negeya that the tzitzis mirat sal achilas or not? If that's the case, name a hashtag masis the Rabbi. So then our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi. Because if you put the two things together, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you need both components, and he holds Enatzis Merat Zal Achilois. So it comes out, when it comes to the Menachis, then you don't have both components, because the one component is Tamei, and it is not Merat on it, which is the Achilois. So how could the carbon be kosher?
It's only
going to be a so, right, because by Zvachim you have the oil.
Right.
It will be negev for the menachas that we had, which is the Shtei Alachem, the Lachem Aponim, and the Omer, all three of them which were mentioned in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, like, Rabbi Yosi Kerbliyazer, Sirele, Rabbi Yosi holds a Kerbliyazer, the Omer Dam Afobishem Bazer. That no, he holds that you don't need two both components like Rabbi Yeshua. Rather, he holds that you do this rikah even if there's no achilas, even if there's no basar. And if that's the case over here, enechanami the achilas are possible because they're tameh and the tzitzis not meratz on them, but you don't need them. Frak the Gemara ihochi lemayhuchas ena tzitzis meratz al achilas. So even if fine, according to that, the Mishnah could be the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, but how does this make sense in Bechlau? What is it negea for Rabbi Yosi to say that the tzitzis meratz al achilas, according to what the way we're understanding as of now, the only reason you need the tzitzis meratz al achilas is only in order to make the zrika a kosher. If the zrika is kosher regardless, so what does it mean that the tzitzis meratz or not meratz al achilas? So says the Gemara, Tamech, according to you, that you're asking this question, Rabbi Yezer, you could ask the same question in Rabbi Yezer, because Rabbi Yezer, the Amar, had sits meratzeh, Rabbi Yezer said that the sits is meratzeh nachiles. But Kivin the Amar, dam afu bishem basar, Rabbi Yezer is the one who says that you do zrika on the dam, even if there's no basar like we had yesterday. So had sits meratzeh nachiles, l'mayofis, is according to him as well. What does he need to say that the sits meratzeh nachiles is not negeya? Because even if the sits wouldn't be meratzeh nachiles, you would still do the zrika. Ella, Teretz is, it makes two more nafkuminis. Lemikve bepigo, to make that basar pigo, ulafukim de mila, and to take it out of mila kumithli, that's where the machlokes is. Meaning, like we've said many times throughout Kachim, in order for a carbon to be chayiv, for the eater to be chayiv, eating that carbon with pigo, it has to be that the carbon was a kosher carbon besides that one psul of pigo. So if there never was a zrika on the carbon, it's not a kosher carbon, the person who eats it will not be chayav pigol. So if the zrika is not meratza on the achilos, that means that part of the carbon never became kosher. The rest of the carbon became kosher, but that part of the carbon never became kosher. And someone who would eat it afterwards would not be chayav for achilos pigol. He would get malchus for eating pasul kachim, but he wouldn't get karas for eating pigol. Masha Ekin, if you hold the tzitzis meratza on achilois, so then this part of the carbon became kosher just like every other part of the carbon became kosher, and now if someone eats it, he would be chayav for pigo. Another nafkamina would be me'ila. Kachri kachim, as soon as one is makdishit, if anybody has enough from it, he would be chayav me'ila. Once the zrika is done and the meat becomes mutter to the kahanim, so then it's no longer considered kachri Hashem, and if someone has enough from it from now on, he's not chayav me'ila. So again, if there was a piece of meat that was tamei or pasul, and the tzitz is not meratza for it, so that piece of meat never had zrika. If that piece of meat never had zrika, so it still has mila. Someone has anav from it, you bechay mila. If it's tamei and the tzitz is meratza on it, then it had a zrika. It's already considered no longer kachi Hashem, even though it's tamei, and therefore someone would eat it afterwards, he would be chayiv for tumah, but he wouldn't be chayiv on me'ila. So Rabbi Yezer holds meratza tzitz ilavei, the tzitz is meratza an achilois umashele ketar. So just like a tar, the zrika is a valid zrika, so too this thing, even though it's tamei, legabi being yaitz the chayiv zrika, it's considered as if it's tar v'kavalei v'pigo, and therefore as it would be considered that it was karva matakim mitzvosloi, and now the pigo is set in. And as far as Me'ilah is concerned, the Me'ilah is taken off. Rabbi Yossi Sala, no. Therefore, it's not considered like a tar where when you do a zrika on it, you're yaitz of the chiyuv zrika. Means this piece of meat, the rest of the carbon had a zrika, but this piece of meat, as far as this meat is concerned, it never had a zrika. If it never had a zrika, so the pigle never got set on this because it wasn't carved a mater kimitzvah. And secondly, it never took off the chiyuv me'ilah. Was the same cheshbon. It never had a zrika. Kol's mind didn't have a zrika. So if it's kol shekachim, it's subject to the iser of meila. Maskev l'remari. Nihi nami derbi yosi sovar karob liyazer. Even if you're going to say like this teretz that we're saying as of now, that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yezer, that holds that you don't need two components in order to be yetzer a carbon, you say dam afa bishem basar. So for all the karbonis of our Mishnah, as long as the parko is on the mizbeach, the dam, or the kmitz of a mincha, you're b'yotzei, even if you don't have the second component, even though you don't have shirayim, and therefore, the carbon is kosher, even though there's no ritzi etzitz, according to Rabbi Yossi, and achilis. So bishlam zvachim, so I understand by all karbonis that it should be kosher, tumahut shubitzibur, ikod dam, because you have the dam of the carbon, so even though you need reach it's if you go with the way we're going, according to most people, the chuya betzibur, it's only dacha, it's not hutra. But nonetheless, you could bring the carbon because the dam is on the mizbeach, and that one component, according to Rabbi Yezer, is sufficient. Omer nami, the omer which is a mincha, ika kaimitz. So you have the kaimitz. So even though the shirayim is possible, but the kaimitz is kosher because there's a reach it's on the kaimitz. Lechem aponim nami, the lechem aponim that's brought on Shabbos. So even though the lechem, no part of the lechem is brought on the mizbeach, but ika bezichin. The bezichin, the levoina, the scoops of levoina that come together with lechem aponim, that's like the kmitza of the mincha. So that part is brought on the mizbeach, so the tzitz is meratza on the bezichin, that the bezichin may be brought. Ela shtei alechem, but the shtei alechem, my ika lemeima, what are you going to say over there? I mean, because the shtei alechem, no part of the lechem are brought on the mizbeach. You just take it, you do a tenufa, and then the kayanim eat the entire thing. So if the tzitz is not meratza on achilos, so what's a negiah to bring the shtei alechem? The part that goes on the mizbeach, there is no part that goes on the mizbeach. And the part that doesn't go on the mizbeach, the tzitz is not meratza. So what does it mean that the shtei alechem is doicha tumah dechuya betzibur by the shtei alechem and is brought the tumah? V'chitema, maybe you're going to say the karvi mine. What it means to say is not the shtei alechem itself, but the karbonis that come together with the shtei alechem, that they may be brought, but even though the tzibur is tame. It says the Gemara that can't be because hainu sha'am etzibur, because the Mishnah already mentioned that. The Mishnah mentioned chamisha dvarim arba'im betumah, but they're not necho betumah. One of them was the shtei alechem. Another one was zivchei sha'am etzibur, and the zivchei sha'am etzibur are the two kvasim that come as a shlomim on Shavuos together with the shtei alechem. So if the only part of the shtei alechem that the tzitz is meratzah for and therefore may be brought is the karavim ayim, is the shlamim. So if that's the case, we already mentioned that the shlamim is brought betumah. If kein havla abba, so why did the Mishnah say that there's five things? There's only four things that are brought betumah. Vanan chamisha tunan. However, the Mishnah said that there are five. Ella says the Gemara must be kasav Rabbi Yosi tumah hodra betzibur. La ayim Rabbi Yosi holds ein atitz meratza lachilos. So if so, how could you bring it? You don't have a reached tzitz. Teretz is, like we started out in the beginning of yesterday, the whole problem is if you hold tumah dechuya betzibur. If you hold tumah dechuya betzibur, so then you need to come on to reach tzitz and you don't have it. But if you hold tumah hotra betzibur, so as far as the tzibur is concerned, tumah is mutzah lachatchila, it's as if the tumah is not there, so then you don't need reach tzitz. If you don't need reach tzitz, so then even achilas are okay, so even the she'alachim would not be a problem. Frakti gemara v'atanya echad zeh v'echad zeh mazin alav kol shiva. This is in the beginning of Maseches Yuma. We say that for 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're maza on the Kohen Gadol. We separate him so to make sure that he's Torah and we're maza on him. And Huadin, 7 days before they bring a paraduma, they separate the Kohen that was designated to bring the paraduma, to be makar of the paraduma, again, to make sure that he's not Tameh, and we're maza on him during those 7 days. So the Tanakama, the Brisa says, Echad Zev Echad Zev, both the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen that's going to be Makriv the Parah Aduma, Mazen Olav Kol Shiva, each one of the 7 days that we separate him beforehand, we're Mazanim Mikocha Toisha HaYusham, from all the Paradumas that were there that were stored away in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, if let's say this was in history the ninth Paraduma that was brought, so we'll be Mazan him every day from each one of the eight previous Paradumas, that there was some little bit that was stored away still remaining in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why we do every day is, the Gemara and Yuma is going to go through this, it's just a Chomer. Really, if you just do it, first of all, you don't eat from all seven, from all eight for sure now, but even every day is just a chumrah, because really if you just do the third day and the seventh day, you're yaitzeh. It's just a chumrah, like the Gemara is going to explain over there, because there's a small chance that it's bismane, so we want to do the tara bismane, because we're being machmer for the either for Yom Kippur or for the paraduma, therefore we do all 7 days. Diramir, that's a shita remeir. Rabbi Yossi says, "E mazen alav el shlishi v'shvi'i b'vad." He disagrees, there's no point in doing it all 7 days. All you got to do is the third day and the seventh day. But bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi agrees that you have to be mazanim to be matar. But Esau gedai the kasar Rabbi Yossi tumah hutzer b'tzibur. If Rabbi Yossi's shita is tumah hutzer b'tzibur, that means even lachatchila there's no problem of tumah b'tzibur. So Lavan is azal klal. Why are we separating him and being matar him in the first place? He doesn't need it. Even if he's tumah, tumah hutzer b'tzibur. So all the karbanas that are brought in Yom Kippur, even though they belong to an individual, the way the Gemara comes out, the Maskan and Yuma, is any karban that is kavu lehem zman does not have to be a karban tzibur, is doiche Shabbos and is doiche Torah. So ela machverta mas nisim to like Rabbi Yossi. So we're stuck. Rabbi Yossi holds Tuma dechuya. And he holds that this is not Maratza on Achilles, so there's no way to bring the Shtei Alechem. Must be the Mishnah that says you do bring the Shtei Alechem B'tumah cannot be the Shita of Rabbi Yossi.
Doesn't the Gemara
mean most
of the
Bais Shalos
coming, not just the
Bais?
Well, here we're talking about just
Tumah. No, so the Gemara, so Tumah of is one of two things. Either if Reva the Tzibur is Tame, one of actually three things. Reva the Tzibur is Tame, Reva the Kehanim are Tame, or Roivet of Kalim in the base of Mikesh Atame.
Okay, so
you have any one of them? No. Well, the Kohen Gadol is the only Kohen that could do Avodah and Yom Kippur. That's all the Kohanim that are negated. Amalei, says the Gemara, Amalei Rebbe Abaye, Rebbe Yossi Shtar Mezak LeBeitrei. This is going back to the Brisa that we said yesterday, we're going to record in a moment, that Rebbe Yossi Paskin, there was a Machloikis, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yezer, if you need two components or one component, and Rabbi Yezer gave the shtar to both of them, meaning he passed in like both shittas at the same time. Rabbi Yezer gave the shtar to both parties, both to the Malva and the Loiv at the same time. The Tanya of Rabbi Yezer, Royani is divrei Rabbi Yezer b'zvachim. I like the opinion of Rabbi Yezer with regard to zvachim, but the Rabbi Shua b'zvachim and the opinion of Rabbi Shua with regard to Zvachim. And similarly, Dibur Rabbi Yezer b'Menachos with Dibur Rabbi Yeshua b'Menachos. And the Bais explains, Dibur Rabbi Yezer b'Zvachim, I pass like Rabbi Yezer l'gabi Zvachim, Shoya Omer Dam, that you're makir the Dam afal b'shem Basar, even if there's no Basar, because the Basar became Tamei, we got lost, destroyed. Dibur Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, and I also pass like Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, Shoya Omer im ein Dam, ein Basar, if there's no Dam, obviously, the carbon is possible, there's no basar. But the opposite as well, a main basar and dam. Even if there's no basar, you don't do the zrika, because you only do the zrika if there's two components. So those two things are mutually exclusive. How can you pass them by both? And the same thing by menachas. Even though there's no shirayim there. If there's no shirayim there, so then you do not mark of the kaimitz. It may kaimitz, and for sure, if there's no kaimitz in shirayim, you do not mark of the shirayim. The shirayim are puzzle. So how can you pass in like both opinions at the same time? It's mutually exclusive. Amalei mistaber kamer. He never meant to say that I pass in like both. What he meant to say is mistaber, meaning he kaimitz bezvachim amar, when he was learning mesachas zvachim or the inyanim of zvachim, he said mistaber. it makes sense that the same way that Rabbi Shua said his opinion by Zvachim and Rabbi Eliezer said his opinion by Zvachim, Mestama, the same machlokes is true by Menachas as well. And Koyb Menachas, when he was learning the sugyas of Menachas, Amar Mestabra ki yehechid the pligim Menachas, pligim nami Mizachim, he said the opposite. The same way, Mestama, the same way that they're arguing over here by Menachas, who are then they're arguing by Zvachim. So that's all he meant to say is Royani, not that I am a chri like them, but I see that they both hold their opinions both by Zvachim and by Menachas. So Amar Lay, so he told him that this terrence doesn't make sense. Because Hotei Nach, that's good ki koi bezvachim, when he's learning Zvachim, Amar Mistabaki Echid Pligi Bezvachim, Pligi Nami Menachas, he has to speak out that the same way that they're arguing by Zvachim, they're arguing by Menachas, the Iker Koi ki Ksivi, Bezvachim Ksivi. Because the Iker Psukim that we quoted yesterday are written by Zvachim, are written by the one by the Parish of Oila, one by the Parish of Shlomim. So without him speaking it out, you would think maybe it's Dafka Korban, it's not Menachas, so that's why he had to say, no, it's in the same way that they argue by Zvachim, they also argue by Menachas. Elokim Koibim Menachas, when he was talking about Menachas, Amar Mistabra Ki Hechi, the Pligi Menachas, Pligi Nami Bezvachim, did he have to speak out that the same way that they argue by Zvachim, Mistama, they also argue, by Menachas, sorry, Mistama, they also argue by Zvachim? Ha'ikim Koibim Zvachim Udechsivi. The Iker Machlekes, the Iker Psukim are by Zvachim, so it's a Koshkin. If they're arguing by Menachas, Zichah that they argue by Zvachim, you don't need him to speak that out. Ela Loi Kasha. Says the Gemara, must be a new Teretz. Rabbi Yossi didn't mean to say that the same way they argue by this one, they argue by that one. Rather, he meant to say, Raya Nias Dir Rabbi Yezer Ben Nitma. I hold like Rabbi Yezer that you don't need both components when it became Tame. Because then, even though the second component is possible, the basar or the emurim, but nonetheless they're still around. And I pass like a Yeshua when they were totally destroyed. They either got lost or they're burnt. So then they're not around at all. So then, taka I hold like a Yeshua main basar in da. Says the Gemara, benitma my time. Why is nitma better that you're machria like Rabbi Yezer? Mishum de Merati Tzitz. Because the Tzitz is Merata on them, so since they're around, and the Tzitz could work on them, if they're not around, the Tzitz can't work. But if they're Nitma, where the Tzitz is Merata on them, so therefore it says, if you have them. Says the Gemara, how could that be? Hashamina le Rabbi Yosi, this is Rabbi Yosi who is making this Achra. But we just said earlier that Rabbi Yosi's opinion is, Amar Eina Tzitz Merata al Achilus, the Tzitz is not Merata on Achilus. So what does it help that the Tzitz, that the Basar is around? The tzitz is not going to be mrats on it regardless. Ella, rather, loikasha, this is what he meant to say. Royani, as did Rabbi Yezer b'tzibur, I hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yezer regarding a tzibur, that regarding a tzibur will say, dam afa b'shem basar, and Royani as did Rabbi Yeshua b'yachid, and legabi yachid, I'll say, imein basar, and dam like Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara b'tzibur, my time, why was he Mako by a tzibur, mishum de tumahotra b'tzibur. Because the only reason why you say a tzibur is different than a yachid, if a tzibur has to come out to reach the tzitz, they have the same problems as a yachid. Elma, you want to say, because the gabi a tzibur, you have tumahotra b'tzibur. So, two problems with this. Chada, number one, the shamalei de Rabbi Yosi, damar tumahotra chuyi b'tzibur. We got finished saying before as well that Rabbi Yosi's opinion is Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. So you can't say that he's more make on a Tzibur because of Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur, because he doesn't hold with that opinion. He holds Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. The Oid, and so then back to the same problem. You have to come onto the Tzitz and you don't have the Tzitz on the island. The Oid, and furthermore, Ibit Tzibur, if we're talking about a Tzibur, so then he's being Machriya like Rabbi Yezer, as if to say Rabbi Yezer Masha Vilei Rabbi Yeshua, that only Rabbi Yezer would be Masha, not Rabbi Yeshua. Like we came out in yesterday's Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua's Maida, that Betzibur, your Makriv. So what do you mean, Legabi Atzibur, Machriv, like Rabbi Yezer, that you're Makriv, and not like Rabbi Yeshua? Legabi Atzibur, we came out yesterday that Rabbi Yeshua's Maskim, that you're Makriv. Ella must be, what did Rabbi Yosi mean to say? Ryan is the Rabbi Yezer B'diyevet. I hold like Rabbi Yezer b'diyevet. Means once the zrika was done, so then we'll be semach on the shita Rabbi Yezer that even though there was no baser, we'll say dam afa b'shem baser. However, Rabbi Yeshua lechatchila. But as far as lechatchila is concerned, before the zrika is done, and the question is, should we do the zrika or not? Lechatchila, don't do the zrika because we'll be chayshir for the shita of Rabbi Yeshua im ein baser ein dam. fact, if Yomara Diyeved, once we're talking about the Diyeved, Afidu Rabbi Shua Nami Maida, then again, why do you have to be Machriya like Rabbi Yezer? Once it was done by Diyeved, even Rabbi Shua himself says it's Kasher. Tikatani, like we looked at a Brisa, and we quoted this yesterday, Maida Rabbi Shua, Shim Zara Koitza. That once, even though you're not supposed to do the Zrika, once the Zrika was done, it's Merata, you're Yaita the Zrika. So after the Gemara, Habatuma Haba Avi Visarov, once Hamatuma, once Hamad Avi Visarov. Meaning, Kika Tani Maida Rishua, when did the Brisa say that Rishua was Maida Bidiyeved, that Shim Zara Kurtza, that once you did the Zrika, it's Merata Benitma? That was the Alka talking about Nitma. Alba Avi Visarov, Lai. But if it was lost, or it was burnt, that it's not here at all, so then even Bidiyeved, according to Rishua, the Zrika is no good. He come Rabbi Yosi Rayani as the Rabbi Yezer B'dieved, and that which Rabbi Yosi was machriel like Rabbi Yezer B'dieved, the other Gesarov, so that gains that not only by Nitma, where even according to Rabbi Yeshua, B'dieved would be okay, but even by other Gesarov, B'dieved would be okay, because B'dieved we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yezer, that you don't need two components, that you have Dam, even though you don't have Vasar. Says the next Mishnah, Nitma Basar v'chelev kayim. Going back to the Karban Pesach, if the Basar of the Karban Pesach became Tomei, but the Chelev of the Karban is still around, so there's a Murim to be brought on the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, in Ezarek Adam, you don't do the Zrika. And Rashi points out, this is even like Rabbi Yezer, who normally says, Dam, Afal Pishen, Basar, you're Makar of the Dam, even without any Basar, no Basar to be eaten, and no Basar to go on the Mizbeach, nonetheless, you do the Zrika. A Karban Pesach would be the exception, because like we said yesterday, the Ikar of a Karban Pesach is the Achila, and even Rabbi Eliezer is maskim to that. So even Rabbi Eliezer will tell you that over here is different, you're not going to do the Zrika if there's no Basar. And Koshkin, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not going to do the Zrika if there's no Basar. Nitma Chelev Basar Kaim. If let's say the Chelev became Tamei, so there's no part to go on the Mizbeach, but the Basar is still Kayim. Zarek said, you could do the Zrika, because over here, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have two components, and the Iker component is the Achila, so everybody would agree in such a case that you do the Zrika, and then you'll eat the Basar. Uvu Mugdashim, by other Kachim, Enikin, that's not the rule. Ela, Afopish, Nidma, Basar, Achila, Kayim, that which we said before, that when the Basar is Tameh and the Chelev is Kayim, the Chelev is still Tar, you wouldn't be Makriv. No, by other Kabbanis, even if the Basar became Tameh, as long as the Chelev is Kayim, Zekarik is Adami, would do the Zrika according to everybody. Because even according to Rabbi Yeshua, where you need two components, over here you have two components. You have the Dam, and you have the Basar of the Emurim that's going to go on the Mizbeach. Amar Gidol Amar Rav. Says Rav Gidol in the name of Rav, Im Zara Kurza. Even though the Mishnah said, the race of the Mishnah, Nitma Basar v'Chelev Kayim, Ene Zekarik is Adam, because by a Karban Pesach, the Iker is the Achila, and you're not going to do Zrika if you can't have an Achila. Nonetheless, but even if you did Zrika, they're going to be Yaita the Karban Pesach. And even though they didn't end up eating it, they're not going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because they already, but the Yaita were Yaita the Karban Pesach. Frankly, Marvel being an Achila, what happened to Achila? Achila of the Karban Pesach is the main point of the Karban Pesach. And for the Gemara, Achila le Makmur. The Achila of the Karban Pesach, at the end of the day, once you're Yaita the Karban, if you didn't end up eating it, it's not Makif. How can it not be Makiv? Doesn't it say in the Torah, Ishlefi Achloi, that you have to shecht it, each person according to what he could eat? That means the Achila is an integral part, a necessary component of the Karban Pesach. Says the Mar Lemitzah, that's for Lachatchila. But it's not Makiv. Friday Mar Ma'akiv Loi, it's Taka not Makiv. Vatanya, didn't we learn earlier in the fifth parak, B'michsas, from the fact that it says b'mixas that it should be shechted according to the cheshbon of people, melamed she'ena pesach nishchar elo l'menuyav. So that teaches us that the Karban Pesach has to be shechted for the people that are oiske cheshbon in the Karban Pesach, for the people that were counted on the Karban Pesach, and not for anybody who was not counted as part of the chaburah. Yochol, I may think shechted shelo l'menuyav. If a person shechts it for the wrong people, for people who weren't counted on the Karban Pesach, yeiko evro ha-mitzah, he's just being mevatel a mitzah l'chatchila, be kosher, but nonetheless, but the evidence will still be kosher because it's not ma'akev. Tamalemer ishlef yachle tachaisu. So the Torah repeated this inyan of mixas two times. It says mixas and tachaisu. You should count. So therefore, like we say by many things in kosher, makosher shina lo ma'akev. The pasuk repeats it twice. That tells us it's ma'akev. So shekin l'menuyav is ma'akev. And further, like we said over there, since it says Ishlafi Achoy Techaisu, so just like Shechnin Yishalay the Menuyim is Ma'akiv, so who had in Shechnin Yishalay the Eichlov is Ma'akiv. And not only, the Gemara is assuming as of now, not only the Mashav of Shalay the Eichlov is Ma'akiv, but it, that means Eichlin is Ma'akiv. And then in Huadin that you have to eat it, Aliba the Emes, it's Ma'akiv, because the Eichlin, the whole concept of Eichlin is Ma'akiv in the Karim Pesach. Says the Gemara, Ela Rav, the Amar Karim Nasan. Teretz is, you're right, according to that Tano, Eichlin Taka Ma'akiv. But Rav was going like a different town, and he held like Reb Nosson, the Amar Achidus Pesachim Le'Ma'akiv. Hey Reb Nosson, where do we see that Reb Nosson holds that it's not Ma'akiv? Ilei Mahor Reb Nosson, if you're going to say it's the following, Reb Nosson, the Tanya, Reb Nosson, Aymer. Minayin Shekel Yisrael Yotzei B'Pesach Echad, how do you know that the whole Klai Yisrael could be Yotzei with the same Karim Pesach? The whole Klai Yisrael gathers together in one group and brings one sheep. The entire congregation of Klal Yisrael should shecht the Karim Pesach in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So the Gemara asks the obvious, each and every Yid is going to shecht, each Karim Pesach is only shechted by one person. So Kuzok says Reb Nosson must be, that is teaching us, that it means to say that the whole Klai Yisrael could be Shech, this one Pesach, means could be counted on this one Pesach. Only one person is going to Shech it, but the whole Klai Yisrael is Shechting this Pesach, meaning they're part of the Chabura of this one Karim Pesach. Now, if not so great at math, but if you have one sheep for the entire Klai Yisrael, chances are that you're not going to have a Kazayas for each and every one of them. So it must be that Achilles Pesach is not Ma'akif. Says the Gemara, no raya, domishani hasa, maybe over there is different, because each one of them could potentially eat. The mimshechi hani, because like we learned before, anybody could pull out of the Karim Pesach. So if some pull out, chazi lahani, so enough pull out, that it will be, for the remaining people, enough that each one could have a kazayis, it would be right for them. The mimshechi hani, and if those pull out, chazi lahani, so then it's right for the first people. So, even if you're going to tell me there are Rabbi Nosson holds that the actual Achilas is not Ma'akiv, but maybe that's only when at least they could potentially eat. Masha Enkein over here, they can't even potentially eat because the Basar is Tameh. So maybe if they can't even potentially eat because the Basar is Tameh, maybe even Rabbi Nosson agrees that far is no good, that far is Ma'akiv. Elohar Reb Nosson, rather it's this Reb Nosson. The Tanya, Nimnu al Chabura Achas, if one Chabura was Nimne, was counted on the Karim Pesach, V'chazru v'nimnu al Chabura Acheres, and then they switched and a different Chabura counted on it instead, or in addition, so then Rishonim, the first group, Sheyeshlam Kizayis, that there was enough at the time that each one should have a Kizayis Eichlin, so they could eat from it, Rupturim, Melasas Pesach Sheni, their Yoytz, their Chayiv, so they're part of them bringing a Pesach Sheni. Achlin, the second group, that since they joined, they put it over the limit, now there's not enough for a Kizayis for each one. So Sheinam Kizayis, since they don't have a Kizayis for each and every one of them, Ein Eichlin, they can't eat. And since they don't eat, Chayav Melasas Pesach Sheni. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Reb Nosson Oimer, Elim Elu, Pturim, Reb Nosson says no. Even the second group, that there's not a kezayis for each and every one of them, nonetheless, they're yoytz of the chiyuv of Karim Pesach, and they're potter from being a Pesach Sheni. Why? Shekvar nizrak adam, because they already had a zrika done for them, and they were already yoytz of the Karim. So says the Gemara, Akati, you still don't have a ride from there, because it's the same story that we just said before. Dilma Shaini also, maybe over there is different. Because if this group pulls out the first group, then it will be right for the second group. So again, over there, at least you have, even though they can't eat, they never ate bepoyo, but at least you have the potential that they could have eaten. Whereas over here, it's worse. By nitma abasa, they don't even have the potential. They couldn't have eaten in the first place, because the basar is tamei. Everything more im kain, if that's so, that the reason why it's kosher is because of this sort of imim shechihani chazi lahani, so then, listen, when Reb Nosson comes to say your Yotzei, he should say that the reason is, since the first group could have pulled out, and therefore it's potentially right for the second group. But that's not the reason he said. He said the reason why the second group doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni is because they already had a Zrika. It's not the Zrika that makes them Yotzei, it's the fact that they could potentially eat that makes them Yotzei. Shema minah b'dam tayim nosa. It must be there are holes across the board, even if they never potentially could eat, the fact that the dam was zarok for them, that already is enough to make them yotze. So even in our case, over here that the buzzer is tummy and there was never a time that they could potentially eat the Karban Pesach, nonetheless, from the fact that they had a zrika, they're yotze. Avachilu le'me'akvah, but b'dieved, the achila is not ma'akiv. Now we're going to see later on that even though the achila is not ma'akiv, he holds that the person at least has to be royal achila, like we know that a tamei is nidcha the Pesach Sheni, because the person has to be royal achila. But if the person's royal achila, even if the meat is not royal achila, like over here that the meat is tamei, nonetheless the achila is not ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, my duchke de rav de mukim lo masnisen lechatchila v'rim nasin. What's forcing Rav? What's pushing Rav to say that our Mishnah is only lachatchila, like he spoke out, but loishanu that you lachatchila, but if b'diavad, if you did the zrika, you're yoytze, and then say that it's Rav Yosi who says that lachatchila is not ma'akiv? No, why can't he just learn the Mishnahs like Rabbanu? Afilu b'diavad namiloi. And let him learn the Mishnah Kipshutai, that the Mishnah says if the Basar becomes Tamei, you don't do the Zrika, because even B'diavad, if you do the Zrika, it's still no good. Because Achilas Pesachim is Makiv, the way we're all accustomed to understanding. Teretz is, Rav Matisan Kashise. Rav had a kasha on the Mishnah that forced him to say that our Mishnah must be Rimnasin. Because on Micah Tani Ein Zerik Adam, listen, Apostle, why did the Mishnah have to say, if the Basar became Tamei, don't do the Zrika? If it's taka possible, even after you do the zrika, even with the yevid, so let the Tana just say more clearly, if the basa became tame, even if the chelev is kayim, possible. It's possible. And then we understand, if you didn't do the zrika yet, don't do the zrika. Even if you did the zrika, it's still possible. Why do we have to say such a funny lashon of if it became tame, don't do the zrika? Elish Mamina must be that the time of our mission was coming to say, Ein Zarek L'Chatchila, Avol D'Yevet Shabadami. That means, Dafka L'Chatchila, don't do the Zrika. But once it was done, Avada, it is a kosher carbon, and you are Yotze. So it says Rav, if that's the case, if that's the way it's Maduga in the Mishnah, so I'm forced to say that the Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Nassin, who says Taka that it's only L'Chatchila, but D'Yevet you Yotze, and not the opinion of the Rabbanon. Fracting Gemara, Rav Nassin, Ishlefi Achle Lamali, according to Rav Nassin, who says that achila is not ma'akev, so what does he do with the pasuk of ish lefi achloi? So, like we spoke about before, the meaning gavet the chazil achila, that the ish has to be lefi achloi, the person has to be roi l'achila. If the person is not roi l'achila, he can't be yotze the karban pesach. So if he's a zaken achila, or he's tameh, he can't be yotze the karban pesach. But once he's roi l'achila, even if there's some reason that the boss is not roi l'achila, nonetheless, you're still yotze. That achila is not ma'akev. Who's the town of the following braisa? If the shechita was done with the right kavana for people who could eat it, but the zrika was done with kavana for somebody who cannot eat it, the pesach is kosher, and the person is yotze his chiv. So the Gemara is assuming, Rashi speaks out, that we think that the current Pesach is kosher, but it may not be eaten. If that's the case, Kiman, who is it going like? Name of Rav Nassin, it must be the Shita Rav Nassin of the Rabbanon. And not the Pidin Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev. Says the Mor Norai, Achilas Tamer Rabbanon. You could say that this Mishnah, this Brisa is a Rabbanon, Ema Shev is Eichel Mizrika. Because over here, it's not only kosher a carbon, it's even kosher to eat. And the reason is, like we said in the fifth parak, the Gzeris HaKosim of Machshavas Eichlin, which is only in the carbon Pesach and not in any other carbon, is Davka B'Shas D'Shchita. E Machshavas Eichlin B'Zrika. Therefore, even according to Rabbanon, the fact that he did a Zrika Shalei L'Eichel doesn't make a difference. Such a Machshavah doesn't take effect. And that's why, even according to Rabbanon, it's a Kosher carbon, and it could even be eaten, and even though the Achilas Makiv, it will be eaten. Ma'atan Allah the Tana Rabbanon. Who's the Tana of the next Baisa? Let's say a person was sick at the time of the shechita, and therefore at that time he wasn't capable of eating his zayis. But it got better, and by the time the zrika was done, he was capable of eating his zayis. Or the opposite. The shechita was able to eat a zayis. But by the time the zrika was done, he got sick, and he wasn't able to eat a zayis. So either case, he can't bring the Karban Pesach, or the Karban Pesach can't work for him. He has to be healthy through the entire Avodah, from the time of the Shechita till the time of the Zrika. So Kiman, who is this going on? Name the Rabbanan, Nivalei Reb Nosson. Let us say it's Dafka, the Shita Rabbanan, who say that Achil is Ma'akiv. Because according to Reb Nosson, that Achil is not Ma'akiv, who cares if he's sick? So on that, and for the Gemara, no, Afilu Tamer Reb Nosson, Gavi the Chazil Achil Abinan. Like we just got finished saying a few moments ago, even Reb Nosson, who says that Achil is not Ma'akiv, but the person has to be at least Roy Lachila. If he's sick, he's not Roy Lachila. So even according to Reb Nosson, he would agree that if he's sick during the time of the Avodah, either Bishas the Shechita or Bishas the Zrika, he cannot be Yotze the Karban Pesach. Matar Allah the Tanar Abaran, who's the town of this Brisa, Shach the Betara, let's say at the time of the Shechita, the Kaiso was Tar, was Shach the Betara. V'achakach nitmu abaylin, and then before the Zrika, the Bailin became Tomei. Yizrak Adam Betahara, so over here, the Zrika should be done Betahara. And the basar should not be eaten by the Bailam who became Tomei, even though Reuva the Tzibur is Tomei. And normally we know that when the Pesach is brought Betumah, it's even Nechal Betumah. So Kaman, so who is this going like? So Amar Reb Elazar b'machloikas shenuya. This Bryce is Talin Machloikas Reb Nosson. This is the Shita Reb Nosson that the Karban Pesach, that the Chilas Pesach is not Makiv. So once the Shechita was done Betara, even Enechanami, if the whole thing was done Betumah, it's even eaten Betumah. But once the Shechita is done Betara and the Zrika is done Betara, since you're Yotze already, so the Gavit for the Achilas, since it's not Makiv, we're not going to say that they should eat it Betumah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. You could say over here that this is the Shechita of the Rabbanan who hold normally Achilas Pesachim is Makiv. Hagamai Eskinan, over here, what are we talking about? Betzibur. We're not talking about that it was a Yachid who did it. We're talking about that it was a Tzibur who did it. Who became that when the Bailam, when we said that the Bailam became Tomei, it means that these Bailam and Raiva the Tzibur became Tomei. So even if it would become Tomei, they would also do it. If we're talking about a Tzibur, so why do we not let them eat it? So Taratz is Gzeir Shema Yitmu Abaylin La'achaz Rika, because we're afraid that maybe over here the case was the Shechita was done B'Tahara and then they became Tameh before the Zrika. So in that case, even though theoretically Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and therefore when the Zrika is done B'Tumah, Hu Adin it's going to be Nechal B'Tumah. But nonetheless, and therefore, even according to Rabbanon, you could be Yaitse the Karban Pesach. Nonetheless, we're Geyser Midrabbanon not to eat the Karban Pesach, because a Gzeira ought to a different case, that the Shechita was done Betahara, the Zrika was done Betahara, and only after the Zrika, then they became Tomei. Now, in that second case, where everybody became Tomei only after the Zrika, once the Karban is a Kasher Karban, even according to Rabbanon, Since the actual achila, if it became tummy, they never end up eating it, they were yoytze, because b'shas the avoda they were able to eat. If it became tummy afterwards, even according to Rabbanon, they would be yoytze, and over there they wouldn't be a hetter to eat a betumah. So memeila were geyser that if the tzibur became tummy between the shechita and the zrika, where technically they should be able to eat it betumah. Where Geyser don't eat a betumah, after the case that the Shechita and the Zrika were done betumah, and only afterwards the Tzibur became betumah, where they're not allowed to eat a betumah.
But they have to eat
in
this case.
So in the second case, so in the first case as well, since they're allowed to eat and they just didn't eat, it's again, they're Yaitse, because the carbon was a kosher carbon, they could have eaten, they just didn't eat. The only time that they're upon the hold of the Achiz Ma'akiv is where they can't eat. Over here, it's midrabanan that they can't eat. Midrabanan that they can eat. It's just the gzeira.
Because they could eat anyway.
What's the gzeira? The yomru, because they'll say ishtakad last year. Lenit meinu, didn't we become tummy in middle? Vachalne, nonetheless we ate hashanami nechal. So now also that we became tummy in middle, we should be able to eat. V'layadi, and they don't realize that there's a fundamental difference. The ishtakad that last year ki is darak dam bailim tameim. At the time of the zrika, the bayim were already tummy. So since the hakrava, by the time the carbon was kosher, it was already called Nekrav Betumah, so therefore it's Nechal Betumah. Hashta, however, Bayam Tahir Mabu, B'shas that Krava, they were still Tar. Only afterwards did they become Tameh. Since it was Nekrav Betara, it has no hatter to be eaten Betumah. But people are not going to realize this subtle difference, and therefore we're Geyser, as once the Shechita was done Betara, even though the Zrika was done Betumah, not to eat it, up to that other case that even the Zrika was done Betara, and it only became Tameh afterwards. Okay.